famous vort, we'll start off very much simple today. The famous vort from the Yid HaKadosh, who says, who notes, that Purim Deprozim, our Purim Yudalit Adar, can only fall out on a Sunday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. Masha Enkin Yom Kippur could only fall out on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Shabbos. Those are the Mitzvahs, right? And he asks, why did Lama Asa Hashem Kocho, what's Hashkocho Protis, that after certain days, Aleph, Gimel, Hey, and Vav is Purim, and certain days after Yom Kippur. And he explains, Chazal B'chal compared to Nizoyer, Yedua, that Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippurim, that Purim and Yom Kippur are inextricably linked. When the Chura, the Avodah of Purim and Yom Kippur are contrary, diametrically opposed. On Yom Kippur, there's a din of Inui, a Yid stays away from Achilu Shiyah. Masha Ein Kippurim, the whole Inui is Mishnah V'Simcha, just Mamash the opposite. So the Kodesh Zermagid, the Yid HaKodesh, gives a famous marshal. When you have gold, you mine gold in the mountains. So there's a process of smeltering, of purifying the gold. And there's actually two parts to this process. First, you put the gold, with all the schmutz, with all the psoilus, you put it in this incredibly hot smelting pot, right, the kur. And whatever, and that process, all the gross shmut, the psoilus, separates, and you're left with zav, tar, pure, unadulterated, pristine gold. But then, in the psoilus that you, the second part of the process, in the psoilus that you took out, there are also nuggets of gold, which is incredibly valuable. So afterwards, you take the psoilus, and you again put it in the process, and from that you're able to extract the gold which was left in the psoilus. Valderas, it's really one avoidance, one process, separating good and bad. We spoke last week about Barichos, the concept of Havdolah and Hashem. But there's two parts to the process. Yom Kippur, Eid, comes with all the Zaveh, Peklach. The first thing is to get rid of the gross, obvious Aveirus. And it remains after pure, unadulterated, to get sticha b'chila kapora. It becomes noki, mavur. Afterwards comes the yom tov of Purim. And now the avoid is to take the psoilas and to extract the gold, the nitzutzes of Kedusha, which are found there. Oy ba'zoi, says the Yid HaKadosh, it's a beautiful word. There's the Mishnah in the 17th parak of Masechet Kehilah, which everyone is familiar with. Mishnah Yudalit, where the Mishnah says everything that was created on a Sunday comes tummy, could become tummy. All right, you create the earth. From the earth you make klicheres. Klicheres could become tummy. On the second day, the Abish made a rakia. Hello? No tumish after rakia. On the third day of the week, where trees, plants were created, from that you could have kliates, which are a kabbal tuma. On the fourth day, which nitlu amaviris, the celestial bodies, the sun, the moon, whatever, the stars can't become tummy, as far as I know. On the fifth day, when the dog and the ufris were created, so midiraisa, whatever you make from them, doesn't become tummy, except for exceptions, which are abonim, were goyzer to. Okay? On the, right? On the Friday, which chayis, behemis, shotsim, whatever, and man were created, if you make kalim from their bones, they could become tummy. Everything that's created on a Sunday, a Tuesday, and a Friday is shayach tum. Everything created on Monday and Wednesday is not shayach tum. Yeah? What's created on a Thursday, tzvenzich. Midaraisa, there is no tumah. Midarabana, there is a tum. On Friday, everything could become tum. Shabbos, obviously, with the Abish created menucha, there's obviously no tum. Oyubazoi says the Yid HaKadosh. It's understandable why Yom Kippur, which is the day of the kiyus of slicha or whatever, it all can only fall on days which bays, dalet, hay, and zayin, which is not shayach tumah, because that's the avoida of Yom Kippur. And being Yom Kippur is a biblical yom tif midaraisa, we're reckoning menatayr. Menatayr, the 4 days Yom Kippur could fall out, not shayach to the concept of tumah. Masha'ein kein purim, which is the second process of the birur. You're taking the psoilus and you're taking out, you're extracting the nitzutas of kedusha found in the psoilus. Can only fall out on those days which it is shayach tumah. Be'yoriz that purim is yotzim d'rabbanan, matzikas d'gneila. Therefore, when we reckon the Thursday, right? We're reckoning Tumah D'Rabbanan, and it's Kafta Rafera. Very beautiful. Because that's the Indian of Purim. But Purim, it says, V'rabi ma'amah ores misyadim. The Gemara says, they bono shel haman, lom duterim, they bracht, and the gears and yankiv is, umana rishvul bashelas. You can convert, felt, the world, the whatever, into something of Kedusha. Asher alkin, go a step further. You now understand why Chazal say Yom Kippurim is Yom Kippurim, and as the Gemara says, "Tainus of Zayin, Mid Nitla B'Mid, the cut the Nitla B'Gol." In the Haraya, there is a Maila in Purim when you're Oisik in the second process of extracting the gold from the Psoilus is even greater, loftier than the Avodah Yom Kippur, where you're dealing with Hayla Rochni is only Kedusha. There's no Achila, no Shia. There's a, just davening and sitting in shul all day to Kippur. Why is that? There's a famous verse from the Bachelor. Mishnah says, Ezel Giber, who is a Giber? Hakuyvish is Yitzhak. Now from the expression, Ezel Giber means, who is a? If a Giber is Pshat, someone who's Kuyvish Yitzhak, he said, Mihu Giber, who is a Giber? Ezel Giber means, seems to indicate, I have a choice in front of me, the two people, two candidates, to be an Emes a Giber, A or B, and we choose the Giber, we describe the Giber as the British Great West Pshat, says the Baal Shem Tov, there's two ways to deal with the Yetzer. You could be Deuch of the Yetzer, or you could be Kovish the Yetzer. Marshal Madover Daimon, just to give a comparison. Baal Shem Tov says, what happens if there's a shtetl somewhere? And the people, the Balei Esek, the storekeepers in the town, they suddenly realize there's a band of Gandovim, of Listim, who in the middle of the night, they come and they rob the stores. That have the stone. So everyone decides, all the storekeepers were going to sleep in the store and wait in trap till the Ganovim come, the listing come. There's two ways how to deal with it. One group of people, when they hear the listing coming, what do? They raise the roof, they start screaming and hacking and clapping, and you know what happens? They run away. So they were successful. They saved the store from the bandit. Another group sits there and lets the Ganov come in, which right. Then he mentions the discoverer, and they come, and they chap the Ganov, and they tie him up, and they bring him to the police, and they put him in jail. Which is a more successful strategy? Obviously, the second one. Because the first one, Taka, you were successful at this moment in scaring off the Ganov. Arbor, they'll wait, they have patience, they'll wait. And it'll come a time when everyone will, we've conquered, we've solved the problem, and you'll go back to sleep, and then the Ganav will return. You haven't really changed the matzah. Masha'enkin, if you take the Ganav and you handcuff him and you put him in prison, then he's out of action permanently. Right? So there's a, you could be doicha, push aside the Yetzer, and you could be koivish, you could conquer the Yetzer. It's Ezel Giber, when you face the destroys, the Maila is what? To be Kovish Yitzhak. Which, if you think about it, that is the difference between Yom Kippur, Yutaychen Yitzhak, Rishayt, and the Yitzhak disappears. Masha'en Kippurim is when you transform the Ra, and as we'll soon discuss, and you prepare the Kedusha, the Nitzutas of Kedusha in the Ra, and that is the Pnimius, the Indian of Chayim, Inish, the Besumi, the Purim, Adol Yodam, Ben Arham, and the Baruch Mordechai. Right? And then you're able to be Moitzinizans. In other words, to put it very, very simply, we know the Arizal tells us, the Alter Rebbe in Tanya in the beginning, Perkvot, Perkzayim, Baruchus, the Be'esos from various places. There's two general types, categories of evil, of klipa. There's Shalosh Klipas HaTveyas Legamri, that which is what? Intrinsic evil, intrinsic evil. And that is the source for things that are awesome. If something is awesome, right? It becomes, where does it get its unique, where does it get its highest from, its vitality? From Tumah. Therefore, it's awesome. It's awesome literally means bound. it's bound and tied up to the size of you. Then there's another type of klipa, which is the mamutza between something which is mutter. Mutter means free. It's not bound. It's not osur. And klipa gemura, right? And that is called klipas doige. It's a klipa, which took me the husk, which gedem is lepri. But it's a mamutza between the shalosh klipas atmeyas and something which is tor, something which is mutter. And that is klipas noige. It has light in it, it has kedusha in it, it has whatever, right? And that's something which is not intrinsically holy, l'chura, superficially. It's not intrinsically osur. If you use it, if you use a piece of meat, wine, good wine, and you use it for whatever, or for Shabbos, for Inuk Shabbos, for Yontif, you can elevate it, and it becomes in the tzad of kedusha. Or you can eat it to be a zoil v'seiva, and then you mirrored it, at least temporarily, in the side of, in the tzad of klipa, until you do tshuva. Or until, as the Alter Rebbe puts it, at ki yove yoyma v'yuvla amovas l'netzach, or you do a tshuva mehava, where this doyim is nasaloi kizot. Say this, this is what the Yidna Kodesh is referring to. I'm taking now a shtickle word from Pirkos Rima, I think this is Azak Noma. I want to talk about. He says that mamish is the difference. That's what the Yid HaKadosh was talking about. That Purim is a yomtiv where we're trying to be mevar klipas noyig. Why is that? Because Chazal tells us the famous Gemara in Chulin, Haman min atayra minayin to a minoyit. What was the eight sadas? So the Rebbe said at the beginning of Tanya, besoid that the klipas noyga is besoid. Hello? A tzadas tuivara, a mixture of good and bad. Right? Ah, you'll ask me, but it was nesar, it was put osur to other marishan to eat from it. Right? So Rabbi Pilkos Friedman says, that's pshat al derech, let's say on Yom Kippur. There's an issue which is a dover acher, right? A stickle bacon. It's poshut tomi, dover osur, lo'ilma al bi'alam, until Mashiach comes, whatever. Masha ein kein, something which is be'etzem heter. Kosher piece of meat. But it's a tainus, for example. So it's the Isser's mani, which I'm not talking about Arichos now. We once discussed Arichos the flow, right? So it's so the Shachal HaTorah famously says that if Adam Arishan would have listened to the Abishur and wouldn't have eaten from the Eitz Hadas, then you know what would have happened? Friday night, he would have been able to make Kiddush on the Yayin Shesach Tolechav. He would have been able. So you could have, is that permanently Osir? Asher Alkin, it's the gather of what? Klipas Noyga, and the idea of Purim is to mevar Klipas Noyga. And that brings a beautiful word from the Panim, the Adit of Panim. Sat Rebbe Zeydin, if you love, on my Meiridi Gavor, that's Tif Pshat Ad Chayim Inish L'Bisumi B'Puria Adol Yod, until you reach a Madrega, we don't know the difference between Or Haman and Baruch. What is Or Haman? That's Dvar Masur, Mamish. With Baruch Mordechai is a mitzvah. So generally, a person can make the famous famous alavavus. A person can make the mistake and divide the world into three categories: that which is a mitzvah, that which is an iser and aveira, and that which is the gray area between the black and the white. Like you know, the emes is we always say avid hirin bereshus. It's the middle area, which is the battleground of a man. And be emes be pnimius, there is no three categories. There's two categories: either something you elevate and it becomes a mitzvah, use it l'shem shemayim for the ebusher. Or it becomes an aveir. Chayiv inish, a person of Purim has to reach the madrega ad lo yado, until what? There is no middle of the road between Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai, the aveir and the mitzvah. It's either a mitzvah or an aveir. In other words, Purim is the inyan of beer of klipas noyga. He goes a step further. Beautiful word. Behektim. How do you celebrate? If you ask a simple Jew on the street, how does a Jew celebrate Purim? You have Mikra Megillah, etc., etc. Say Anisa, whatever. Be'ikr is the Mishnah Besimcha. It's food, it's Shulchanis, it's Gelt, it's whatever. So to understand this, let me preface a few points. The nemesis, the guy who's in the middle of the whole story, is this crazy king by the name of Achashverosh. Why is he called Achashverosh? Chazal say, called Shezoichroi Oimer Achlerish. Anyone who thinks about this Mishigan, this Achashverosh, this Russia, woe to my head. Hello? Can I ask you a simple, funny question? Why is Achashverosh Achlerish? Maybe it's achla regel, achla your spleen, where did the head come in the picture? Right? Point number two, just to mention, what is the first letter of Megillah's Esther? Vayehi. And the last letter of Megillah's Esther? V'zdoyver shalom b'chol, zari, also a vav. Starts with the vav and ends with the vav. As Mahanzel took with the vav, let me ask you another point. At the end of the Megillah, Vayosem HaMelech Achashverosh Masal Kol Oretz Iyam. Yeah, Valkyra. How do you spell Achashverosh at the end of the Megillah? To create an exhibit. It's written Ach Rash. It's missing both Voven. But it's pronounced Achashverosh like every other time you've read Achashverosh a billion other times. Hello? Vatvorans, hello, like the Abish and Stamazoi pull out votes for no reason. Why is Achashverosh at the end of the Megillah? The Ksiv is it's missing the vote. So he says a beautiful word to the famous Rikeach, the place. The kids are near it, so I want to start the shir. Right? If you remember in Parshas Emoyer, there's a Parshas Hamoyodim. We deal with all the Yom Tovim in the Jewish calendar, right? And after the Parshas HaMoyedim and Emor, that the pasuk says, Saves Yibnei Yisrael, V'yichu, Shem, and Zayezoch, says the Rekech, one of the politicians, right? Shem, and Zayezoch is Meramez on what Yontif? You don't gotta be a genius to work this out. And afterwards comes the Parshas of Lechem Aponim, which is Meramez on what?
Shavuos.
You're out of your cotton pick in mind. The Lechem Aponim is said before us in the Torah, Parshas Emor, Parshas Hamoyed. Hello? Last time I counted, Shavuos is one of the three regalim. Hello? Says Rabbeinu HaRekech, and it's a Levi, on the Sforin, Lechem Aponim is Geneged Purim. For reasons we'll see. So you have all the Moyadim Deirayt, Yom Tovim Deirayt, so follow Hashem and Zayizoch, Meram is Mechari. And then Lechem Aponim connected to Bepashtus, because what do you do on Purim? You eat. So it's lechem, food. Says it will say for a much deeper one. The Gemara famously says, we all have to bathe. Remember, Achashverosh got to figure out, he's scratching his head, what do I do with this Vashti lady? Yeah? So it says he had called his advisors. Who are our advisors? Makarav Elov, Karshan, Shesar, Mosa, Tarshan, Meret, Marzana, Amar, Levi. All of this pasuk was said regarding korbanos. Right? Karshina of the Malach HaShara said, Abishah, did they bring up these goyim? Kumikriyu v'necha karim b'nei shana, like Yidu. Shesar, kumikriyu v'necha shtei toyer, like Yidu. Admasa, did they build a mizbeach adamah for you? Tarshish, did they misharish the Kohen Gadol, who wore Tarshish, v'shoyam v'yashma. Meres, did they, what the word is? Mix the blood, you know, stir the blood. Like the Eden do. Marsana, by the Menachas, they mix. Memuchan, who's the last guy on the list? Memuchan? Klum Ichinu Shulchan Lefanech. Yeah? They make a Shulchan. Who is this Memuchan? We can talk about it. It is Anil, Haman, Allah, hello? But who does Achashverosh listen to? Who's the guy who gives the Eitzah? The bump off or whatever? Memuchan. Okay? Yeah? So the Shulchan guy, Muchan, Klum Yechinu Shulchan Lefanecha, he's the guy who victors, whose Eitzah is listened to. With me alone. So since he's Muchan, and he's Keneged the Shulchan, therefore you understand why the Shulchan is Keneged Neis Purnam. Hello, just say Vet. What really? How many Lechamim, how many Chalas were there on the Shulchan? But how was it set up? Shtei Maruchas. Each one had six and six for any mathematician in the audience. No gimash to say, I apologize in advance. And a hard week. Right? You have my deepest sympathy. Come to my house for Purim, I'll tell you a lot of gimashes. Right? Six and six. What letter is six, by the way? Anyone in the Hebrew alphabet? Vav. There's two vav. Why are there two vav? And let me just, beautiful words. Eisenavor. You remember the Gemara says there's an expression, Kol Amoyri, Demar Chabas, Kol Amoyri, Demois, Al Adam, kosher. The Rambam is going there. Why is the elderly person in Yerushalayim called the Adam kosher? What the Gemara says, the Eibush, when a person passes away, the Eibush says, "Dan Olachim, go and find out what the Bria is, what people are saying about him. Was he an Adam kosher? Was he a what is this expression of an Adam kosher? A behemoth kosher, a behemoth drake. Adam kosher. I once said a word from Rabbi Karski. I'm not the Nazim. He said a beautiful word. Pasuk says, Kisisa es Roish b'nei Yisrael. So Chazal say, the Eibush told Moshe, pick up the Yidin. Because when you pick up Yidin, you're not only picking up the Yidin, you're elevating the Yidin, you're elevating me. Because the relationship of the Rabbeinu Shalom and Yidin, like one mitzvah. A person has a head, and a person has a body. Yidin are the goof kvayachal, and the Eibushter is the head. I could talk about it for hours, but no, ain't complicated. So when you pick up, doesn't say kisisa es b'nei Yisrael, kisisa es roish b'nei Yisrael. By picking up Yidin, and the body is attached to the head, we hope, right? Then you're picking up the b'nei Baruch. Because the Eibushter created man, right? And therefore, we're sorry, Echsel the Ka, as opposed to you. And therefore, you could understand for the goof, for Klal Yisrael to have Chayas to be alive, they have to be Dvukim attached to the head. If you separate the body from the head, well, we have a principle in Halacha, in the Shabbos, Psikresha Velayomus Mitbiya. If you cut off the head, right, the chicken may be running around, but it's halachically geshochten, it's dead. Now in the Gemara says, right, when you fight and you misgaber on Yitzhara, kol hazeveh, more than Sanhedrin, kol hazeveyach es Yitzhara, you shecht the Yitzhara. How do you shecht the Yitzhara? Where do you cut? The toe, the head, the brain, you cut the kona and vesh. A person has a tzav, a neck. In the neck, there is an esophagus and a trachea, I think it's called English. There's the windpipe and the food pipe, right? When you sever the kon and the veshet, then the shkita is a ksheira, and then you know what happens? The animal is kosher. In life, the kona, what do you do with the kona? You daven, you learn, you do in yonam of kedusha, you do a chalal, kabbalah. The kona was not, those neshamas like Moshe Rabbeinu, who were, their sheirish was in the kona of Adam Rishon, they weren't affected by the chait of Adam Rishon, of the Tzadas, which was eating. The veshet, what do you do with the veshet? You eat.
Food.
Yeah. To be an Adam kosher, you have to shech the Yetzahara where? In the kona and the veshet. You give the chaber to Torah, and you give the chaber the achila, the kashvias is also shem shemayim, which is trapped. I've said a thousand times here, the famous Gemara in Tainis, that Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak, they were sitting at a Suda, and Rav Nachman tells Rav Yitzchak, say mila words of Torah, said hachiyam Rav Yechir im asichem b'shalas Suda shema yachdim kadal levesh, but right, it's dangerous, right, because you'll swallow your food will go down the wrong pipe. After they finished, he said, "How can Rabbi Yechanan yankim avinu limes?" And the kashrus Rabbu, whom I have said this a thousand times, the famous soifer, the classic soifer. What's pshat here? For ordinary people, it means literally don't talk when you eat because it can be dangerous. For tzaddikim, what does it mean? Ordinary people, they daven, they learn, whatever. That's the spiritual at that moment. They come to eat, megitzacha, whatever, and they're into their food. Right? The tzaddikim, the eating is also an avoda tamah, is also a chelek from the avodas Hashem. So if you were forced to say different, not for, you don't have to worry about it on your table, my table. for tzaddikim, if they would say, have to say different Torah at the shulchan, they're being mezalzel in the avoda vachil. So this is what Rabbi Yochanan said for tzaddikim, ein masichem b'shas asuda. Shema Yachtim, you're giving superiority and preference to the avoda of the kona, to the avoda of the veshet. And be'emes for tzaddikim, Rav Nachman, the Gedol and the Sanusay, Rav Nachman says, going onu, shaloivim ve'oichlem, he considers the achila just a preparatory step for his avoda Hashem. But it's not gufa avoda Hashem, it's not gufa korban, right? It's after they finish eating, is where do you see a yid could reach such a level? Yankov Avinu. Yankov and Esav bekitzer nimrod. Yankov and Esav is what? The kana and the fashion. Yankov is a kol kol Yankov. And Esav is what? Anyone remember Chumash? Hello. Remember he tells him, halitaini no? Right? Vayivas Esav as a bechayra. What does the Targum say? Vishat Esav yat bechurosa. Vishat is oifius veshet. Esav is, Yankov is the kona, Esav is the veshet, and Yankov then inherits both avoidus of the kona and the veshet. Yeah? Where are these kona and veshet? Where is your trachea and esophagus? I don't know, biology failed, whatever, English. But what's where would I find in the body the kona and the veshet? In the neck. What is the neck in Lashon Kodesh called? Tzavar. What else do you know in Yiddishkeit is compared to the tzavar? Wait, means to leave your life. Just put on a shirt. No? Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash. Gimitl David Tzavarer. Right? Yes? Where do you see in the Beis HaMikdash that there's a connection to a kona and a veshet, which is the tzavar? Hello? So you're not going to be a genius. You had two kalim in the Beis HaMikdash. One is called the menorah, and one is called the shul. And the Gemara says, "I wrote to the Hachim Yadim because he might not the menorah is bedor on the right." And I wrote to the Hashir Yatsvin because the Shulchan. So the menorah symbolizes Torah, which is the avoid of the Kona. Hello, and the Shulchan represents Kashmir, right? Which has to be l'shem Shemayim, and a person has to be there. Between them is the bit, a bit removed, is a bit further down, closer to the entrance. Is the Mizbeach. They need to call it Zeveach as Yitzri. Why was it removed? Because the Gemara says, Yuma, the Shulchan has to see the Menorah. Why? Because when you're doing the Avodah of Shulchan, of eating, of the Veshet, you have to remind yourself and attach yourself mentally to the Avodah of the Kona, of the Menorah, of the Avrochot. Are you with me, folks? Yes? How many rabbinical Yomim Tovim do we have in the Jewish calendar?
Two.
Chanukah and Purim. You don't have to be a genius to work out. Chanukah is a yontif of ruchnis, lahidus la'al, the spiritual thing. Purim is an Indian way of ikur, gonna get you to Kashmir, the Veshet, right? Why did the whole Purim come into the picture? Because what? Shenenu misudasai shalaisai Russia. They were in the Veshet land, right? Yeah? Mashiki the Yuvanin was because of Pitul Teira and Mashnare, things of the kind. How does Haman want to murder, to kill, to exterminate Mordechai? Hanging him on a tree. Is that the only way of killing people? When the Eden killed Amalekim, hello? How did they do it? They shot them, they beheaded them. Felt way, you run them over, out of the 100 ways to kill a person. Hello? What's up is Dafka the Mulchama is in hanging him on a tree? Oh, which tree? Haman min ha-Torah minayin. Where did Haman get? It's a tree. How tall is this tree? Why is it Chiyush Haman? You may remember that Haman tried it out. He made the gallows, Chiyush Haman, and he went to see if it fits like a... And he went to try it out. So the Eib Baskel came out, the Eib Baskel said, aha, it suits you very well. Eitz Asher Heichen Loi. Loyal, right? Yeah? He's preparing it for himself. Why is that? The kids are nimrods. I'm not trying to elaborate, but I'm taking this as an introduction to what I want to talk about. Is, hello, there's a gewaldig psyfer, etc., and a rizal, etc., shalak, etc. What the veshet could, like, sort of, it's makavit,
contracts.
It shrinks, it contracts. I come from New York. English is our second language, Spanish. Anyway, to cut a long story short, hello, it contracts. But when you feed the veshet, and you're alitainino, like you're an Esav guy, hello, you're zoil to save it, it expands. And you know what happens if you're into Gashmias, instead of Ruchnias? You take the Vav. By the way, Vav is the word Vav, the letter Vav, is a chibur. That's what it does, Vav a chibur. We discussed countless times. The kana is a vav, and the veshet is a vav. Hello? Therefore, on the Shulchan, which day were you ma'arich the Shulchan? When did you prepare the Shulchan?
Friday.
Why Shabbos? Because Shabbos is a day, Yemei Deraisa, a day of Torah, extra learning, that's what Abraham made Shabbos. Should be Zera, a whole week of Zera, the Sadeim, Zera, the Karmai, right? Shabbos is for Torah, and Shabbos is also a mitzvah of Einik Shabbos. So you have these two marachas of each one of six colors, two vavin, the vavin tiskater, as you say in the Zmiris of the Rizal, right? That's the Shulchan of Shabbos. Hello? But you know what happens when you are big into the Shulchan, your children, whatever, and you forget about the learning? Then you take the Vav, which represents the Inyanam of the Kona, and the Vav of the Kona attaches itself to its mate, the other Vav of the Veshet. So instead of Vav Shintes, Veshet, you know what you got? Scrambled letters? Earth. Anyone alive, please wake up. Satan! Veshet. When you take the Vav and you just extend it all the way down, right? You get a long Nun. By the way, what is the gematria of Nun?
50.
Haman wanted to be Irish and then his daughter is Russian. What did he do? He graced the son. The same thing, the Mauritian. Haman meant to terminate. Hello? Yeah? Hello? The whole thing is starting, history is repeating itself now. Hello? So what happened when Adam ate from the, listened to the Eitz Hara and ate from the forbidden fruit? Death came into the world. He offered Atom of, and what else came into the world? The Eitz Hara came into it. Because the Gemara says, who are Eitz Hara? Who are Satan? It's Eilu Mastin. And then he is the what? Malachim Ovis. Therefore death came into the world through the Eitz Hara. You got my drift, hello? Yeah, and this is the whole avoida of whatever to Purim to take from the whatever from the klipas noiga and to make it into kedusha. Okay, that's a beginning. Tifregret. So I was just saying the fourth of the yitponim that chayvin b'zug adol yod. There's no ben or homer. There's no rishus. Nothing in the middle. Either mitzvah used velt for kedusha l'shem shemayim. The tifregret. The Alter Rebbe said in Tanya that even Gimel Klipas HaTameyas L'Gamrei, when Mashiach comes, even the Chazar will, Chazal say, will be kosher, Lachzir, to return, to restore, that even the Gimel Klipas HaTameyas L'Gamrei will also be restored to Kiddush. Where do you see this? There's a famous Chazal. Chazal say, Medrash Mishlei, Kol HaMoyadim Asidim Libotl, every Yomtif will be except for why? It says, V'zichrim L'Yosef Yizarim, even in the future there'll be. Why is Purim different? That Purim is eternal in all generations, even those loving. What do you see a tif when you understand? When you read the Megillah, once you read the story properly, right? You realize that when it says, I said last week, the famous one, all the tzaddikim, the Rekev says, "Eisor hil Yankov, umi meno yivashem, imena is oisius mehaman." We're taking evil here, Haman, the lowest of low, Amalek. And what are we doing with him? The whole Yeshua in the Megillah, the Sefer says, what is the beginning, the Schalta of Gula? There's a party. Hello? Yeah? In the middle of the last day, B'yom HaShvi, Esther, Vashti goes crazy, Achashverosh goes absurd, right? And we got to know, the Melech gets very angry, loses his rag, as you say in America, right? What are we going to do with this lady Vashti? Ala Shabur. Who pipes up? Mamuch, Haman. He's really, you know why Haman's angry? There's 2 days in Medrash Mori. I saw it like, wow. One day is because he didn't, Vashti made a Mishnah Noshim, right? Vashti did not invite Mrs. Haman. I didn't get invited to your chasana. Okay, I'm going to hang you. You're going to be swinging on the up. That's one day. Another day is, Haman had a daughter. And he figured if we'll get rid of Bumpo Vashti, then my daughter will become the queen. And Ichlzain the Yachsin here. Gnaldik. So he is the one who comes up, you know, boom, kill her, bang. Oh. You with me? So everything that happens to Vashti, then later, he comes in early in the morning. As the Svarim say, if he would have come in 2 minutes later, Matur. 2 minutes later, earlier, he comes right at the moment, and the moment the king just whatever had a bad sleep, and he brought Zeva Zechreinus, and the king sees Haman Bachotzer, Ma'ala Soyuz Ba'isha Jamel Chavis Bi'Kore, Haman Arup, Ba'Abraham Belibe, and he said, and the whole gedula of you know what you would have said? A normal guy, you would have picked Shmerel, some guy in the civil service, to advise the king. Give him a field, give him some stocks, give him a instrument, give him a present, hello, give him a new car. This whole idea of the Haman, that the Mordechai should go out, people, Vush Malchus, etc., is all a chelik from Haman. So Haman himself, yeah? This is the vote. The Chazal say, in the beginning, the Abish will take a sefer Torah, and he'll say to the Ummah, he'll say, Misha Asak Bazet, Yavav Yitl Schor. Whoever worked in this will get his schar. So the asked the nations of the world, and first will come Rome, the Scots of Maria. Have you worked for you? Abish, what are you talking about? I made Shvokim, I made cities, I made Olympics, I made bridges, and I made highways, and everything that I did only for the Yidden. Right? Says the Abish to Shuitim Shemoilim. Kol Masha Zisim Lezid El Mishra Atzvacham. You did it for yourself. Right? Self-Nashayla, you're talking here. You're talking here. It's Zman HaGulah, Malar's Day. And you're speaking to the Beira Oilim. Who's Beichim Kleiz Lev. And you come up and you say the sheker chazuk that everything that I've done for the Eden. Nishlat, when the Abishah says, why did he say to the Rebbe, Shaitim Shabayim? He should have said, Shakronim Shabayim. You're a liar, you're a lignum. The Pshat is there, right? Everything that a goy does in the world, the braces barley came, the world was great in Shri Latayr, Shri Yisrael. What they're saying is right. But when you were doing it, your kavanah was not for Eden, your kavanah was. Then you should have woken up. But this you see over and over in the Megillah, that even when you have evil, mamish pure, what seems to be pure, unadulterated evil, you know, when Achashverosh told Haman, Meir Kachas al Mushra Zuz, Vasechein Amar Chayudi, Haman says to the king, kill me rather than him. Because suddenly it's exposed that what? He's the Chtaroish of Klippa, of evil, of Amalek, right? And he realizes culture it's falling apart, the whole scheme. And his whole purpose in the world is for the sake of Mordechai Yehudi, the Tzaddik Hadar. He can't handle this. But the emes is, Chazal say, V'hinei toi ma'oi, toi ma'oi to the Yitzhara. Everything is... Look, I have no time to elaborate. Remember when Mukhan comes up with this idea of bump off, what should we do with Vashti? Kill her, whatever. There is a day I can imagine. Doesn't say anywhere that he killed her. There's a day that he married her, that he took her out of the ship. Whatever. Just to confuse you. It's for a time you make confused. Akitzer Maaser. And it says, and then you give, make this whole, whatever, beauty contest. And Esther goes, Tachas Vashti. Okay? The obvious question, all the Mepharshim asked, who in the world asked Haman? They asked him for an eight. What do I do with Vashti? What? Where did he give him the eight to take somebody else? Tachas Vashti. You're not the king's council or anything of the eight together? It's like you have a civil service. No? No, this is the ultimate. The cover was not just Vashti was going to be swinging, killed. That she should see someone, Ayidina, sitting in her place. Tachas Asar Pud Yala Hadas. Tachas Vashti Arshah comes. Dafka Tachas is the word. That wherever the goy sits, like Moshe Ma'adavar Doim is born Tzvarim, a fellow comes and steals your guilt. And he comes and takes your money, and with that he builds a whole empire. He invests in it. He makes a fortune. And at the end you chop him, and he's put in jail. And you know what? They give back this whole real estate empire, all the that he made out of your money. You go back, and now you're a Gvir Adir, whatever. So the same thing with the son, the Yitzhara, the son of men, right? At the end of the end of the day, the tzaddik, everything that Haman prepared, right, is all be'emes to Tevas Yisrael, and everything is nisbar. Yeah. Okay, this really, now we can begin this year, but I have no time. But this is the, if you, Tifrigaret, there's a word for the Baal Shem Tov, like Mamre Jerem Yidin. The MS is there a Metzius of the Eibishter in the places of Tumah and darkness? This is one of the great differences between Chassidim and non-Chassidim. But on one hand we say, right? The Pasuk says, Halei is the Shemayim Vesa Oretz, and he mullet, he filled everything, right? What did the Pasuk say in Tillim? David Melo says, Esak Shemayim, Sham Ata. Vatziya Sha'il, he neck. Wherever he is, there's a Rabbeinu Shalom, who shaykh him, eat them, but there's the Mazam. Right? Me Idach, as Rav Chaim warns, if you do, on the other hand, I can argue, like, Tayyar Sarah's Emes, yeah. In Tayyar, it is actually a Yishalm. Yishalm, he said in Tainis, Im Yishal Chalacha Adam, a person will ask you, Ayei Elikecha, where is your God, your deity? Taimelei Bekrach Godol Shal Roimi, Shimole Gilgulun Viti Nufi Avaitzom. The Eibishter is in Rome, in a city full of Tumah and Avaitzor or whatever, and there also. Matziya Sha'il Hinech. Problem is that Torah is Torah's Emes. In Torah, there are halachas, right, of Metzias. The Gen Halacha of Mekayim Resha Mitunafim. Avaitzor, Zalachas. So this, the Talmud spring that this was asked by Baris Yosef, this was asked to the Baal Shem Tov by a Kumer philosoph, and the Kumarna writes in Echel Bracha that this, that Baal Shem Tov later told the Slamidim, this Shaila was asked by the philosopher, the priest, but the Emes with the Shaila were asking Min HaShemayim how to deal with it, and the Baal Shem Tov answered, there's three parts to a person. There's the head, there's the Evorim, which are connected to breathing, like the lev and the rei, etc., etc. And there is the lower parts of the person, which is connected to the eating, digestive, and getting rid of the negativity, right? Between part two and three, there is a diaphragm, but there is like what's called chotzer hakovid, the parsa, which separates them. Because in this world, there has to be some kind of separation between that which is Kodesh, and that which is Halarichel, I'm not going to elaborate. Mashal Ma'adover Doim. Imagine you're making a play. You know one of the typical Jewish plays kids make in camp? Okay. You got a king, a Ben Melech, a prince, who's kidnapped by the Oisfar, by the gangster, by the criminal, by the mafia, whatever, yeah? And comes the simple farmer, and he realizes it's the prince, and he ratted it, the Ben Melech, the prince, what up? And they put the villain, they put in jail, or they hang him, whatever, and, well, and having this play. What happened? And everyone has a costume. And in the play, they chop the gun of the mafia guy, and they shmice him, you know, whatever, and it's a gun, right? What happens after the play? Everyone rips off the masks, right? And you see the Ben Melech, the prince, has never been to a palace that pushed the guy from the school. And the villain is a kind of villain, he's a Yiddish and a Shambhali, he's playing in the play. And the Ben Kfar is a Kaposh. Yeah, it's really, it's a game, it's a spiel. It's a play. Said, this is far more pleasure in this marshal. What would be if in the middle of the play, hello, a person would say, you know, this is a spiel. The prince is not a prince, the farmer is not a farmer, the mafia guy, the criminal is not a criminal. He rips off his mask in the middle. Hello? You know what happened? You'd ruin the whole play. That is this world. This world is Alma Deshikra. And the Eibishter, for reasons known to him, whatever, we can talk about it some other time, the Eibishter created the world where there seems to be Kedusha, mitzvahs, elikus, and there's Klippa, which is evil and dark, and it's Hester, but there's Hester, etc., etc. When Mashiach will come, everyone will rip off the mask, and you'll see that everything was created in mind. So all the tzaras that you had was also a chana to the geula, and all the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle come together, whatever. But if you expose that in the middle of the play, people paid money to go and watch their... Hello? Asher Alkin, in this world when we're dealing with evil, there has to be a havdol, a srachus from evil. But ultimately, he has to know that when the game is up, when the play is over, the spiel is finished, that even the Gimel Klippas is made, the Haman in the world, the Yetzirah is in the world, as far as I'm saying, the Abraham created the Yetzirah because he wants to, whatever, test the Ben Melech, but the Yetzirah Gufa doesn't want the Ben Melech to fall for him, Kimashal HaZoyin and Zoyin HaKadosh, and therefore ultimate, and that is a Kunkuyus of Purim. There's not only a Tikkun, as we said before, for Klippas Noyga, there's also a Klippa for Rabbi Me'amir Ores Mesiyadim, even for the Haman, the Nebbana Shal Haman Lamentary with Rabbi. Even in the historic Gufa, you're able to bring out that it's all come from there. Let me just leave you with the story for 1 minute. No clock today, ruined the clock. I'll tell you a story. That's only one time. Can't see the clock from here. I'll tell you just a story. I was Erev Shabbos. I was thinking of my shul. Holy luck. What am I going to say for? What am I going to say for service? A guy called me up from New York, and he told me the following story. He's a tiring man. He's a rov, a gewaltige Talmid Chacham. And in his time, he had everything in his life working for him. His father wrote about 30 sforim. His father's a multimillionaire. He used to give away $2 million every quarter. Rich guy, sforim, Torah Gdolim HaKamecha. He has a beautiful wife, kids, a gewaltige family, everyone. Suddenly, his wife was giving birth to a child. And it was skunus nefoshes, right? Mamish, the miracle that the wife lived. And the baby was born, but because the baby was severely handicapped. So I can't tell you the whole family. I was like, from being top of the world in 1 minute, you're like the whole family, all the other kids, the whole family is busy day and night with this unfortunately handicapped child. Very beautiful kid, but anyway, our kids are masters. In New York, there's a lot of like these organizations who help people. They make one Shabbos a year. Shabbos is Chaskus, where they roll out the red carpet, 5-star, deluxe, posh. You have no idea. I've been to these Shabbos for people, speaker. So this year he said he went that previous Shabbos with his wife, and the guest speaker was a fellow called Rabbi Chaim Greenwald. It was a Satmar Chosid, the human person is very close to this person. And he told me, there was a butter Friday night for the men, and a Katish, and he was set a stool. The kids are in the difference. The Taldus was one of the great Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. All the Torahs of the Baal Shem Tov we have today, be eager from the Taldus. Taldus, Ben Fasin, Ben Paris, etc. But the Taldus was not the successor of the Baal Shem Tov because he didn't have the personality to be. Baal Shem Tov was Avisrol, and he was Kiyadu Akat. He had incredibly high standards, lofty standards. And if you didn't meet his standards, he had no pay. Like what we call in America, take it bluntly, what you would call, superficially at least, he didn't suffer fool's gladly. You know, he realized that he had this midah of kapdon, so he went to the Baal Shem Tov, the Mezhbrush, to try to be oikers. On the way, it was snowing in Ukraine, there was terrible weather, winter. On the way with the Balagola, he noticed it's high snow, feet high snow, and there's a guy walking in the snow without shoes and without socks. He stops the Balagola, called out, you're going to die of hypothermia, frostbite. I said, come in that gold, I'll take you to measure, take what you want. I'll give you my boots, I'll give you my belts. No. And this guy is like singing in a sing song to himself, Asi is azoy is good azoy. Hello? He's very happy. Asi is azoy is good azoy. Finally, a half hour is arguing, he had a vikuch back and forth. The guy refuses to budge. The Balagola says, Rebbe Leibin, if we don't move the horses, are going to die of frostbite. They go to Mezhbrush, after the Rebbe Shabbat Rokotre saw that the Taldus was coming, he walked to the entrance of town, right? He greets the Taldus very warmly, and he says, Rebbe Yaakov Yosef, Asi Izazo Yisigitazo. Go back home. That was the answer. This guy who called me from America, from Brooklyn, what was the passion of Pshat is, right? If you were born with this midah of kapdonos, means that is your chiluk and avodas Hashem, and you have to serve. Don't try to break it. Try to use it at one level. Another level, if you realize it is azoy, it's a good azoy, you won't be such a captain. You know, everything comes from the Rebbeinu. Tal Derech, he told the story that a yid once came to the old Tashar. I don't know if anyone saw the Tashar Rebbe, the old Tashar Rebbe. Yeah, tzaddik, you can see the shkin on his face. He came out, was there for an hour, he's pouring out his heart, Mamar Megillas, everything in life is upside down. Nothing's going right. He's really some rough. So Hashem was either a Barachman or in the middle of the Gaboyim, the Mashpak sees that the Rebbe is like, whatever, stuck with this guy an hour. he brought in a glass of boiling hatid. Of course, the tashrab is made of bracha, whatever. And he pours a bit of the tea on the guy's foot. He didn't know what was it, like just his old man. Yeah, when you get old, your hands a bit shake. Yeah. So Tashrab looks at him and says, you didn't like flinch, you didn't scream. Normally, he bet bechil, like, you know. Why didn't you scream? He says, the heilige Rebbe, like, leave it on Tzadik Olam. If the tea fell from the Rebbe, it must be, there's a reason. Tashrab says, from the heilige Rebbe, and a bit of hot tea, and you realize that it's a kavan or whatever, and you don't scream, as the kumfa matata, the ebrister of Rachman, zikra, I was like, no, that's why you push the whole. That's why a yid has to know that whatever happens, as it is as I say, and that gufa is mamtik to dinim, and that gufa is megalad, the kedusha, the nituts of kedusha, in the gimel tibbas at the meyat legam. And so I won't leave you with one word, I just saw it this morning, it just happened. Someone brought me in the melech zib pirman. You know, it says the Mishta, whatever, was last soiz kirtzoyin. Who's the Ishvish? Shmar Megillah. Mordechai. How do you know Mordechai is called Ish? Ish Yud. And how do you know Haman is called Ish? Ish Tarvayiv. So he added, sounds like Yishalmi Purim Torah, but it's even more. How did Chazal know that Ish for Ish is Mordechai is Ish? V'Haman is V'Ish. Efter Farker, Efter, they're both called Ish. So maybe Ish is Haman and V'Ish is Mordechai. So he said a four, it's a gorgeous one. I copped it, I loved it. Because V'ish, Vav, Aleph, Yud, Shin, scramble the letters, you get the word Yush. And Ish is Rosh Tevis, Ein Shum Yush. V'ish, Yush, that is Haman. So Ish, V'ish, is Mordechai, and that. A Yid is never Miach. What does Zayrish say? Imagine if Mordechai would have asked Zayrish for Aitzes. We've been finished. Hello? Is the whole forum that a Yid has to know that on Purim there's no Yiddish, on Purim a Yid. That's why we made Abdullah last week. You can make Abdullah. On Purim you don't make Abdullah. You know why? Because there's no Abdullah. And Purim, once a year, that's why Chai Vidish would assume it be Puria. You have no Das. How do you make Abdullah? Amen Das. Abdullah Benayim. On Purim you get rid of the Das, right? On Purim you don't make Abdullah. I'm putting you year into the once a year you can do it, only once a year. You year into the Klippis and you bevare the Abel Health and Doctor. Should be by the Mishnah, the Yemen, the Esther, the Yain, the Mashalos, the Yemen, the Mashalos. You have only simple.